You are tuning in to the Atlanta Realtors Rundown, the official podcast for the Atlanta Realtors. We're here to keep you updated with the latest trends, topics, and keep you in the know of our ever-changing Atlanta market. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome back to the Atlanta Realtors Rundown. I am Karen Hatcher, your host today, and I am super excited to have the Amber Brandenburg on the show today. We are going to be talking about the Atlanta Realtors Impact Foundation. And that may be new to a lot of you, our members. You may have never heard of it before. It's 2 years into existence, and we can't wait to tell you all about it and how we're impacting our community even more than we have been. I want to thank all of our subscribers for listening to our show. And if you have not yet subscribed to our podcast, please click the button, subscribe to our podcast. And if you can give us 5 stars, that helps improve our rank as well. And we'll be able to reach even more of our members and our community. All right, Amber, I'm so excited to have you on today. And you have been doing some amazing work volunteering here at the Atlanta Realtors Association. Yeah. And I love watching you grow through your leadership journey. And you've been adding value in every committee that you've been a part of. And it's been wonderful working with you on the Atlanta Realtors Impact Foundation.
Thank you. That means so much. I obviously admire and look up to you as well. So thank you. And thanks for the opportunity to be here. I'm super excited to share all that Atlanta Realtors Association does for its members and the value that we bring. I know for me, because I'm very involved, I understand a lot more, but I remember early getting involved, I had no clue. And honestly, the more that I get involved with the Atlanta Realtors Association, my mind is just blown at how much opportunities there are for growth, professional development, and value as far as advocacy, professional development, and really just kind of a community space where it almost feels like the safe space in real estate, right? We're not divided by our brokerages. We're not divided by our production. It's not a competitive space. And so it's been just a really warm, wonderful place for me to be. So thank you. Happy to be here.
Oh my gosh, you're giving me chills. All the feels. I love that because that's the feeling that I always get to. And that's why we call it our realtor family.
Yeah.
You can't beat it, right? Being able to be around all of these amazing producers and brokers. And it's just so cool. We all get to come together, collaborate on improving our association and our industry.
Yeah. In community. I mean, honestly, right? We can hear what everyone's doing, but we'll talk about that. I don't want to.
No, but that is everything, right? What we do is realtors, we are community builders. We put people in homes, whether they're renting or buying or opening a business, right? Because we have a commercial board.
Yep.
And 9 times out of 10, they probably came through a realtor.
Yep.
And because we work really hard, right, to build communities, find the right neighborhoods for them, whatever works for them. We bring all of their wants and needs together. And that's right. And they're making a commitment to grow in a community, invest in a community, in a school system. And so we're community builders and really excited to talk to you today about the Atlanta Realtors Impact Foundation. So let me give you exactly what it is. A few years ago, we got together, a bunch of us here, volunteers, you know, we're all volunteers here at Atlanta Realtors, and we got together and we said, how can we impact our community more? How can we be even more than just the transaction, right? Because if you don't know all that realtors do, because individually, through our businesses, we all do a lot. We all donate, we give a lot, we do a lot of charity work.
What, it's not like selling sunset?
Right. and you know, we also have we had a community service committee here that's now called the Social Committee, where we always raise money. We give back to many different nonprofits every year, whether it's giving food, feeding people. I mean, years ago, we used to build Habitat homes every year. So we've always had the community component. But what we realized was that we wanted to do more.
Yeah.
How can our members get more value out of being a realtor member? So the Impact Foundation was created to give us a 501c3. That's important because we were writing checks to charities every year, but we were getting those funds through just, you know, realtors just writing checks and making an expense and just paying to say, hey, I want to give to this cause.
Yep.
Now you can write that check and it's going to be a 501c3. You can get tax deductible. And then we're also giving back to the community and to our members. So the actual vision for the Impact Foundation is actually to financially empower Atlanta realtors to strengthen connections with their communities while enhancing the quality of spaces and neighborhoods, to assist with education and overall wellness for our members and their families, and to make a lasting positive impact on the lives of our community. That is such a big statement. There are three major things there. Yeah. So we within the Impact Foundation, we've got currently our CARE Fund.
Yep.
We've got our Impact Scholarship.
Yep.
And then we are working on our community grant this year. So talk to me about, you were instrumental. The CARE Fund got solidified. It got implemented through our board of directors your year when you were chairing, right? So tell me about that. What was that process like for you?
Okay, so first I want to re-emphasize this Impact Foundation is a really big deal. We understand that inside, but if you're a newer agent, you're like, what? I don't understand. One, it's a tax deduction. You guys, that's huge. But two, the Atlanta Realtors Association is one of the only boards in the nation that has a standalone foundation with a 501(c) component. So that is huge. The opportunities are endless. So I just want to reemphasize the importance of that.
Yes.
Okay, so CARE Fund is like my baby, right?
Yay.
So it's been, it took about 2 years to get off the ground. I was with, Jane Lomas was my vice chair, or the community service vice chair that year, and we got to work together. We actually ended up creating a subcommittee because we ran through like every meeting. We spent, I mean, way past our time discussing this, and then we had to keep meeting right outside of that. And it was really spicy because everyone had a really, you know, big opinion and almost an emotional connection as to what the CARE Fund should look like. So happy to say that we were able to all come to alignment, and we decided to have it that would be the most impactful for the most amount of people, because that was the goal, was inclusivity and taking ourselves out of what a CARE Fund applicant would look like in our narrow vision and allowing it to just be what they were, right? So it was founded in 2022, like you said. And so really it's a $2,500 financial assistance that's given. There's no need to pay it back. There's no strings attached to it. And minimal entry. It's really supposed to be something that has a minimal barrier to entry. So we just require that you have an active real estate license. You have to, of course, be a member at the association in good standing, right? So pay your dues. And then have a minimum of 5 real estate transactions in the last 24 months, or just be an active realtor in Georgia over the past 12 months prior to applying, right? We didn't want the production to be the barrier to entry as well. That was a really important conversation, especially for newer agents. And let's be honest, when you're going through life changes, business is not always in the first priority. You're taking care of home, you're taking care of family, and whatever that looks like to you. So applications are, do you want me to go through?
Yes. Tell us, how does somebody apply to the CARE Fund?
Yes. So we have quarterly basis applications. It's actually just a drop form. It's very straightforward. It's, again, least path to resistance as possible. It's on our website. And so you just, it is favoritism, I guess, awarded to the earlier that you apply. So try to apply as soon as possible. But at the end of the day, we try to encourage everyone to apply. And I think that's it. You just have to be an active committee member within 2 months of receiving the disbursement. That's kind of the string attached. And if you don't receive the application, or if you don't receive the award the first time that you apply, please reapply. And then also, if you do receive award, you can still reapply for the next time that year. So it's a maximum of 2 times in a year. So you can receive up to $5,000 for your life crisis from the Atlanta Realtors Association.
Man, that is so amazing. Yes, but I want to tell, you know, it's really impactful. So I really want to make sure that our members and our listeners understand exactly what she is talking about. Give us some examples, because first of all, when your application is presented to the committee, it's anonymous.
Right.
So if you use the name or anything while you're writing your story, it's all redacted. So it's really just your story. So I want everyone to know that. I think that is a huge component. And I really loved that the committee was very careful about ensuring that whenever this went through, that it was anonymous. So people felt comfortable applying. I think that's really big when people are asking for a hardship.
It's a really raw space to need help in the first place. And then having to ask is just that. So we wanted something that, again, that member value add, that community feel like, we're here for you. Like, we are realtor fam, right? So it's not a place to judge. Like, it's apply if you need it, and we're here for you. It's really just the takeaway.
Love it. And second, give us some examples, of course, with the anonymity that we've always had. Give us some examples about, like, some hardships. Have they been medical? Have they been life-related? Is it, like, mortgage assistance? Is it I need a wheelchair? Is it I'm going through treatments? Oh, what have you seen? Is that like an accident?
These stories will break your heart. I don't want to go too much kind of protecting people's privacy, but it's a spectrum. And we kind of knew that going in, and that's why we wanted to include just any sudden life change and not make it your sudden life change is, you know, more important than someone else's, or do better kind of thing. It's really just the rawness of humans and connecting there. So absolutely health, absolutely family. It amazes me to hear some of these situations that these like survivor realtors are in, and how long like they've all these things that they have at one time that happened to them, and how long they've had other things. That it's a lot. So medical, natural disasters. I mean, mental. Just life changes, family, like I can go on and it's a lot.
So you hear that? Everything is covered. It is a life crisis that you're going through. Yeah. So when we're really talking about Atlanta Realtors Cares and their care fund, and this Impact Foundation is making an impact on your personal life through the CARES Committee. So know that we're here for you in a crisis too, right? So
because to be able to serve your clients, you need to be able to take care of home. So this is just a wonderful opportunity to have one less thing for our members to worry about, so they can be out there and advocate for their clients, because it's very emotional what we do with our clients.
Absolutely.
Right? So if you're carrying all the stuff at home as well, you're not in the best place to serve our community. And so we wanted to make sure that we had that.
I love that. So if you hear how that started, the CARES Committee, that was a subgroup underneath. It was a task force.
It was all the things.
All the things all underneath the committee.
It was 2 years of all the things.
That's one of the things that I love about, you know, volunteering here at ARA. Yeah. And even as, you know, I was the 2022 past president of ARA, and my leadership journey was like an 8-year lead up. And when you talk about implementing new things, right, and just because you do it for the love, you serve because you love it.
Yeah.
And you serve on multiple different committees, depending on what you're into that year. So that's what I love about it. Right. And you find a need and an opportunity, and then you pitch it to a committee that you're working with, and it's like, you know what? Okay, let's flesh it out.
Right.
Let's get a task force or a subgroup working on that initiative, and then you present it back to the group, and then everyone has to vote on it. And then you've got to present it to the board, and then you got to vote on it there. I hear you talk about the 2-year lead up, that's typical, right? For getting new things implemented in such a large organization, because it takes time to flush new ideas out and really present something really well thought out in a really great manner. And almost 9 times out of 10, when you take it in front of leadership, they're going to add more stuff.
Yes.
And that's what I love about the collaboration, because you have so many people that are adding things that can make things better.
It did.
You know, and look at what's been produced, and being able to award that is really awesome. So congratulations to you and your team.
Really step up, members really step up. And it's just like you said, how it kind of came together was beautiful. And the relationships, like I got to know all those people on a really deep level, because this was such an important thing. So yeah.
Love it. Love it. And so while that was going on, we also were working on the actual Impact Foundation. And now the CARES Committee sits under the Impact Foundation, which is great. And as a committee, they decided to move it there, and they voted to move it there because they wanted the funds to come from nonprofit donations. And so it made sense for that to sit under there as well, along with the scholarships. So initially, when the Impact Foundation was created, it was very similar. It was coming out of a committee, and we got a subgroup together, and we put it together, and we presented to executive and then to the board of directors and asked for funds to support it.
Wow.
And over several months, we were able to get buy-in. And then it takes time to create an entirely new entity, a 501c3, which we thank Reggie for all the work he's done. He's our CEO here at Atlanta Realtors, who has been here for decades and works tirelessly, always implementing our new ideas that we have. But we got it done, and we have an amazing trustee board. But one of the first initiatives was the award scholarships. So I want to talk a little bit now about the Community Excellence Scholarship. And this will be our third year of giving out scholarships.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. And so far, we have given out $21,000 scholarships. So the first round were 10 $1,000 scholarships the very first year. And then the second year, we did another 10 $1,000 scholarships. This year, we are also doing we anticipate on doing 10. We'll see how many people apply, but
yeah, awesome.
There's no limit to what we can give away. Currently, it's all about how much funds we can raise, but really excited about that. And if you have not heard of the Community Excellence Scholarship, this scholarship was created to further impact and give value back to our members and our communities. We wanted to support realtor members and also support the trade industry. The trade industry is critical to the work that we do, because if we don't have qualified builders and tradespeople and electricians, then how can we build more houses? So we wanted to support students, and whether you are a graduating high school student or if you're already in college or university, you could also be attending or getting ready to attend vocational school. So if you're going to trade school, you can also qualify for this scholarship.
Which we need.
Yes.
Please.
Yes, we do.
Where Atlanta's growing.
That's right. Because, oftentimes you'll see scholarships dedicated to people going to colleges and universities, but this one is actually also including vocational school. So if you know anyone, this goes to first and second generation family members of Atlanta Realtor members, and you just have to be going to a school, graduating from a Georgia high school, and planning to attend an accredited post-year secondary or vocational school. All right, and you will have to, the application criteria consists of writing an essay, extracurricular activities, community involvement, your GPA, and letters of recommendation. We wanted to keep the criteria, just pretty open.
Attainable.
Yes, attainable and open, and not always just needs-based, right? Because it's not always just needs-based, but it's about how is that student impacting their own community? What are they doing in their own neighborhoods and in their schools and giving back?
I remember reviewing some of these, and I was like, wow, these kids are sharp.
Amazing, yes. And the letters, their letters of recommendation from their school and their counselors and teachers are really impressive.
Yeah.
It's been really exciting to see these students come through, get awarded. We have a cool award ceremony. A lot of photos are up on the website. We do the big check. It's a lot of fun. So if you do have anyone that's interested in applying, please do so. That application criteria for this year closes, I think, April 15th.
Pretty soon.
But if not this year, you can always apply in next year. The application goes live January 1st, and it's open all the way up until the date that it closes. And it's not just a one time. If you even received it before, you can reapply. You do have to reapply. It's not just renewable. You can reapply the following year as long as you're continuing your studies.
Yeah.
But how cool to give back to our members and our community in that way.
It's very important that we do. And it's very important that we bring awareness to all that we do. I think realtors get a really bad rap. I remember being compared to a car salesperson.
Yep.
And if you're a realtor really advocating and serving your community the way that we do, we are nothing like that. So
nope.
I think it's awesome that we do this, that we have the opportunities to do this, and that we continue to spread the awareness around what we're doing, because we are economic drivers for our community.
Yep.
Us supporting these kids only benefits the future of our community and whatever community they land. They may buy a home here, they might buy a home somewhere else, but they're probably going to be homeowners, right? Because they're sharp. So
it's
exciting to be a part of it.
Love it. And you and I were talking about your leadership journey and how when you were creating the CARES Fund, how your perspective, and I've always told you, as I've been working with you and serving here at ARA with you, it's so important to have new and up-and-coming leadership being involved in the association, because they bring new energy, new ideas, new perspective. And as we were talking about the CARES Fund, and you were talking about how you were designing it, you were looking at it from like the angle that you knew and your perspective. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so you'll see some of the criteria is not production based, right? So that was really important. We also wanted to make sure that we included a non-judgmental component, right? Sometimes it's the more you go along in this industry, everyone that's in leadership is so impressive, so talented. They usually have a team or really, doing. We wanted to take it back to basic, because the reality of who needs the CARE Fund the most is probably your baby, quote unquote, realtors, the newer realtors in this industry. And so just not having, I guess, big expectations around it, we just wanted it to be kind of its authentic self. So it was really neat. I mean, we had like law language coming in this period, like all these things. And we had to, it grew into this massive thing. And then we had to kind of scale it back and just keep it simple. There's a quote I have: great leaders are almost always at great simplifiers. And that's what we wanted this, because we didn't want to get hung up on that it has to be this way. We wanted to get something out in real time that could bring value to our members, like today, yesterday, right? Because the need is there.
So, yeah. Yeah. I love it. And you mentioned the comparisons between like the NAR Relief Foundation. What's so different about the local CARES Fund and our scholarship, our Impact Scholarship, that differentiates us from that? Because NAR it's more disaster related. Yeah. And when you all created this, you really wanted to have like a local feel.
We did. Well, we wanted to make it attainable first and foremost. We didn't want it to feel overwhelming. Like we said, it's a very vulnerable thing to need this. But just being the anonymity component, or having the anonymity component of it. Mm-hmm. And then also no strings attached to it was the biggest thing, right? Because we're here to serve our members, and that's enough.
Yeah,
right,
really.
Period.
Yes, like, exactly. That's enough. Value for membership, for sure. Yeah. I love that. Love that. So I want to talk about what we're working on now, because I get the pleasure of serving with Amber on the Impact Foundation as a trustee year. So it's a lot of fun. I love her energy. Let's talk about what we're working on now.
Are
working on this community grant.
Oh my gosh. It's almost like so big that it's like, how do we put it in bite size to move it? Because we're both visionaries. I think I've loved that most, getting to know you and work with you. It's like, you're like, let's fix all the problems in the world and do all the things.
Exactly.
And it's like, okay, well, how can we like keep it in the language that it needs to be?
Yeah.
But so what was the original question of what are we doing? So
yes, talk about the community grant.
I mean, so that's the thing, right? I think we're both, or the entire community or committee is aligned on having realtors make the most impact in their communities as possible. And so how can we be out? How can we show ways where we're serving other than just like sign for sell pictures, right? Like, so it's wanting to do things that benefit the community, that benefit the city, that benefit the state. And so how can we pull in city lawmakers, public businesses, or however you say that, to bring all those into that. So the opportunities are really limitless. Yeah. We're still trying to make it bite size to get it out. But I'm so excited for what it's going to be and what it's already starting, because like I said, the opportunities are just limitless.
That's right. We are so much more than the transaction. And we want to, you know, if you're driving by every day, like you said, not just seeing a real estate sign, but hey, the realtors donated that bench, or
exactly,
hey, they helped get this path over here. So when we've talked about in the committee about placemaking grants, we talked about maybe living wall grants. We talked about, I mean, you name it, new baseball fields. Are you trying to, like, if
all
a school is re,
schools,
right?
Is,
exactly.
Parks,
if they're doing an initiative, can we donate the paint or something? Like,
right,
how can we help in any small way where a realtor can write in and fill out an application and say, hey, this is happening at the local school, or hey, there's this park that needs this. And we may not be able to do all of it, but is there a portion of it that we as realtors can do to impact our community and be more visible within the community?
Because we're intertwined, right? If there's a school or houses around, like someone sold that. If they're, you know, commercial and the residential. So we were a part of these decisions in one way or another. And so just making sure that they understand that we're here for the whole thing, not just the transaction. So I think there's just so many changes that the Atlanta Realtors Association Impact Foundation are going to bring to Atlanta. And I'm really excited for our community to truly understand the depth of what we do and our hearts and the service that we bring outside of just the transactional component.
Yes. And so, you know, our ask of you today and our listeners, as you're listening to this, is if you can donate to the Atlanta Realtors Impact Foundation. If you cannot donate the funds right now, you can join a committee.
We'll take your time.
That's right. You can join the social committee. You can help serve. And when we have volunteer efforts coming up, you can help. You can show up. You can give your time. It is so much fun.
Yeah.
I have built so many Habitat houses over the years and all that good stuff. It is so much fun.
It's hard work, but it's good.
I mean, this is where we met, right?
Yes,
here
yes,
at the board. And I would not be able to have most of the relationships I have if I wasn't up here networking with these our amazing colleagues. So we want to do more. We want to give more impact. We want to do more within the community.
Yeah.
And to do that is through raising funds. So if you are already giving charitable contributions, please consider the Atlanta Realtors Impact Foundation. Log on to atlantarealtors.com/impact/resources/impact foundation. There are links there to the Community Excellence Scholarship, as well as to the CARE Fund. and it's a simple application. Yep. It's like you said, it's attainable.
Yep.
And it's very streamlined, very simple. And come find out about what we're doing. Look at the photos. Follow Atlanta Realtors on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Atlanta Realtors. And are there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Last thing I would say is just we're the largest trade organization, right, Realtors? So we're all doing these great things in our community. I just want to remind everyone that the Atlanta Realtors Association, if you're a member here, we're doing that too. So like, unite with us and let's be great together. And then let's show the community what we're actually doing and just being a part of that, because it's exciting and you have the opportunity to really make change. I know for me, I haven't been in leadership that long, but like having a hand in some of this is just so exciting. And then hearing these stories, like it touches me in a way that like you can't explain. So
yep.
Get involved, whether it's money, whether it's time, however you can. If you can't commit full time, just come in when you can. We're here for you and we'd love to meet more realtors and have them a part of this.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, it's you can find the time. We are both top producers,
yeah.
Right? Both of us sitting at this table are top producers in real estate. Congratulations.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. So you can find the time. And I'll tell you, serving has given more to me than I've given to it. And I feel like I give a lot of hours, but
yeah.
I get more in the relationships personally and professionally by serving here. And then also getting this Impact Foundation off the ground and serving our community.
Well, thank you. I know we were kind of all over the place with some of these answers, but hopefully the passion was there and they're able to locate the resources, or you guys are able to find what you need. And we're both here to be a resource if you need it.
Absolutely. It was great time. You did awesome answering all the questions about the CARES fund, and really excited about continuing to move forward. Thanks for your time today.
You as well. Thank you.
Don't forget to subscribe. The button. Click on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening. Make sure you subscribe to Atlanta Realtors. And of course, please leave us a 5-star review. Those 5-star reviews help push our rank up and it gets it out to more people. And if you feel that more people should also listen to this episode, please share this episode with someone that you know or a realtor friend. Thank you so much for being an Atlanta Realtors member. And if you're not a member, thank you so much for listening to our podcast and being an amazing resident and constituent in our community. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to the Atlanta Realtors Rundown. Please subscribe, and for more information on how to get engaged, check us out at atlantarealtors.com. We look forward to having you join us for the next episode.